to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hicklin. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, you'll hear songs of Gabriel Fauré in celebration of Bastille Day, the French National Day, La Fête Nationale, Le 14 juillet, the 14th of July, all of which commemorate the storming of the Bastille in 1789. But we'll leave history for now for some of the most beautiful mélodie or French art song ever written. Let's begin with Fauré's most popular song, Après un rêve, After a Dream. You can read the original French poetry and translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. What a rich voice, and perfectly suited to the song. Nathalie Stutzman with Catherine Collard in Fauré's Après un rêve, After a Dream. And now, after this instrumental interlude, you'll hear the song again. Thank you. That was Pascal Roger in one of Auré's Romance sans parole, Romance Without Words. Now, as promised, a second chance to hear Auré's A Présent Rêve. So beautiful, you can understand why cellists and other instrumentalists love to play it. Après un rêve, After a Dream by Fauré, with Gérard Souzé and Dalton Baldwin. Their interpretation seemed just right, but then I thought that about Nathalie Stutzman and Catherine Collard. You're listening to Singing Another Since and a chance to celebrate Bastille Day with the songs of one of France's best composers, Gabriel Fauré. I called A Présent Rêve his most popular, but there are so many often sung and recorded songs by Fauré, there's a lot of competition. Remember that everything is being sung in French, so get to the Hawaii Public Radio website to see the translations. hawaiipublicradio.org/singinganothersins. The next very beautiful Fauré song is Nell, just the woman's name. We'll begin with a classic recording from 1943 with Maggie Tate.
Sous la mort abri dans la forêt,
an instantly recognizable voice, Maggie Tate, with Gerald Moore in Fauré's Nell. As usual, you'll hear a comparison right after this beautiful Fauré chamber music for cello and piano. That was François Salk, cello, and Eric Lesage, piano, in Fauré's Papillon, or Butterfly. Now we'll hear a modern recording of Fauré's Nell. Listen to that active piano part.
Rosa de purpura clair sarei, O joie et ta scène enivrée. Si vers moi ta coupe dorée, mon cœur à ta rose pareil. Sous le mon abri de la feuille ombreuse, monte un soupir de volupté. Plus d'un ami chante aux bois écartés. Au ciel enflammé, étoile de la nuit pensive, mais combien plus douce est la clarté vive qui rayonne en mon cœur, en mon cœur charmé. La chantante mer le long du rivage, terre son murmure. Avant quand mon cœur, cher amour, mon aile, ne fleurisse plus ton image, ne fleurisse plus ton image.
There's something very charming about his voice. Bernard Cresson, with Noël Lee piano in Nell by Fauré. The next Fauré melody we'll hear is Toujours, Always, with Janet Baker. Such authority in her singing, Janet Baker with Jeffrey Parsons in Fauré's Toujours. I do hope you're following the translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singing and other sins. Now from Fauré's Piano Quintet No. 2, we'll hear the fast movement. Thank you. That was the Allegro Vivo from Fauré's Piano Quintet No. 2, played by Domus, D-O-M-U-S, with Anthony Morwood, the added violinist. The second chance for you to hear Fauré's Toujours will be performed by Quinn Kelsey with Bibi Freitas during one of the Hawaii Public Radio Art Song Contest recitals. You can read about the contest, which is open to singers right now, at hawaiipublicradio.org/singinginothersins. Wonderfully powerful singing from Quinn Kelsey with Bibi Freitas in his Hawaii performance of Fauré's Toujours. On this edition of Singing in Other Sins, we're celebrating Bastille Day with the songs of Fauré. The next one is Notre Amour, Our Love. I have a recording from the recent past with Maddy Misplay. Listen right at the end for the high note that she interpolates. Supple soprano was Maddy Misplay with Janine Rice piano in Fauré's Notre Amour, Our Love. After the following interlude, we'll hear a mezzo-soprano sing the same song. But first, let me remind you that Fauré also wrote for chorus, as you'll hear in this beautiful movement from his Requiem.
Thank you.
Sublime music. The Sanctus from Fauré's Requiem was performed by the Cambridge Singers and members of the City of London Symphonia, conducted by John Rutter. I think that Fauré is one of the underappreciated among the classical composers, and I hope that this Bastille Day edition of Singing and Other Sins helps expose his songs and other music to a wider audience. And returning to his song output, which was tremendous, we'll hear one of my favorites. Exquisite performances by both the soprano, Felicity Lott, and the pianist, Graham Johnson, in Fauré's Mandoline. The characters of a kind of costumed serenade, full of vapid courtly gestures. Let's hear a different interpretation of the same song from a light baritone, Sanford Sylvan.
Le serenade, il est belles écouteuses, il change des propos fades sous les ramures chanteuses. Cet Irsis et cet amate, et c'est l'éternel cliton. Et c'est Damis qui pour ma cruelle fit ma vertante. Leur courte veste de soie, leur longue robe à queue, leur élégance, leur joie et leur mâles ombres bleues. Tourbillon dans l'extase d'une rose grise et la mandoline jase parmi les frissons de brise et l'honneur de sérénade et les belles écouteuses échange des propos fades sous les robes.
This song, Mandoline, demands just as much from the pianist as from the singer. and we heard David Brightman fulfill that role with a light touch. The baritone was Sanford Sylvan. I told you how much I like this Fauré song, and so we'll hear one more excellent interpretation of Mandoline, this by Ellie Ameling. How the Dutch singer, Ellie Ameling, famous for her German Lieder, can bring such an authentic feeling to this Fauré song, Mandoline. First, she loves the language, and second, she actually studied with Pierre Bernac, one of the foremost interpreters of Mélodie. The pianist in this performance was Dalton Baldwin. Now that I've gone and mentioned Bernac, we must hear him sing Fauré, but not before we sample the fast movement from Fauré's piano quartet with none other than Arthur Rubinstein in a classic 1949 recording. Thank you. playing from members of the Paganini String Quartet and Arthur Rubinstein in the scherzo from Fauré's first piano quartet. Now, as promised, Pierre Bernac with Francis Poulenc at the piano in Fauré's Le Secret, The Secret. Here's a strophe. I wish the evening may forget the secret I told the day, and carry it away along with my love. Pierre Bernac and Francis Poulenc in Fauré's Le Secret, The Secret, in a classic 1940s recording. We'll hear a modern recording after this Fauré prelude performed by Jean-Pierre Collard. Thank you. You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, a program specializing in art songs. But I like to round things off a bit with other aspects of the composer, such as Fauré's Prelude, number 2 in C sharp minor, which was just now performed by Jean-Pierre Collard. Earlier I promised a modern recording of Fauré's Le Secret, The Secret, and we'll hear it now performed by Barbara Hendricks, who learned her fine sense of French melody from her teacher, Jenny Turrell. Barbara Hendricks with Michel D'Alberto piano in Fauré's Le Secret, The Secret. I've been presenting many non-French singers performing Fauré, so let's balance that with Véronique Jean in Clair de Lune.
Thank you.
Véronique Jean with Roger Vignoles in Fauré's Clair de Lune. Now with baritone Bernard Cruisson and Noel Lee. Cruisson and Noel Lee in Fauré's Clair de Lune on this Bastille Day edition of Singing and Other Sins featuring the music of Fauré. I'm Gary Hickling. Aloha.